They recovered by in excess of 20%, and yet here in Donegal, numbers continued to drop. So we didn't even hold our own. We didn't get any benefit from the start of recruitment. So really, it places us in a very disadvantaged place, and we're very low in numbers, and it's something that all our members here have always known and always felt. But to see the figures laid out exactly there, it is actually, I don't want to use the word shocking, but it does come as a bit of a shock, just how badly we have fared out in relation to the rest of the country, you know.
And in terms of future recruitments, we do know that there will be new recruits coming into Templemore in the new year. Is it hoped that maybe some of them will come to Donegal, or do you fear that we'll get more of the same?
Well, unfortunately, there is more people being recruited, but then the Garda Síochána announced that he'd actually be recruiting 200 people less. So when it's confirmed that really Donegal are the bottom of the list whenever the results are being handed out, it is something that we would be fearful of. Is it going to change? Are we going to get a better proportion of recruits? But certainly we would fear that we're being left behind. We have been left behind. We're very far behind everyone else. And really something needs to be done. And I've heard comments in recent months where in the lead up to Brexit that the northern region, which includes Donegal, has been beefed up. But unfortunately, the statistics would show that is not the case. We're still lagging very far behind other places in the country. And it's not that we're even on average. We're just way behind average. And that simply is not good enough. And it's up to the public representatives in Donegal and the Garda management to put the best case forward and get the best service for the people of Donegal to pay their taxes and deserve the same service as anyone else in the country. And that's before we even consider the uncertainty of Brexit and what strains that may put on the service here. Because, you know, if numbers are so low and there is any sort of demand, it's going to be community police and regular policing that will suffer as people are diverted towards border duties, and that's just not acceptable, I don't think.